Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Worry about a lag.
I'm just that looks like it's live.
Coming in hot.
Let's hope. Survivor specialists Phil and Alexa are back. And today we are excited to be joined by Lauren O'Connell for the episode 7 predictions and power rankings for season 39, Island of the Idols. Lauren, it is so great to have you on here. I'm so excited. I hope you brought your Instagram army.
We already got 5 followers just from you posting 2 seconds ago. So love it.
No, I love Survivor fans. They're so fun. I was actually just talking to someone the other day because I went to lunch and there was someone there that had watched the show and was watching now, and they were so excited about it. Like, Survivor fans are so fun because I think they're just one of the people that are one of the kinds of fans that love the show. Just love it. Love the people, love the show. So
They got to meet you. So that was
the point of that story. But I was a Survivor fan. They're just excited to talk about Survivor. So
that's it. Well, you're about to talk about a lot of Survivor. You're about to talk about Island of the Idols. We're gonna have to hear how you've been enjoying this since you're not on the season. How has it been like watching the show go on without you, Lauren?
It is a lot less stressful, I will say. I eat a lot more on Wednesdays now. My roommate, because I was living in Georgetown at the time that my season was airing, Wednesdays would start and she'd be like, "You're not eating today until after the show, huh?" And then we'd order like tons of pizzas after the episode aired because I was watching it. I'd watch it East Coast time. And then I would FaceTime my family who lives in California who would watch it, 3 hours later. And I'd eat my pizza and watch it with them because I already knew what happened.
So. That's adorable.
You knew you weren't going to say anything bad. You knew that.
Right. That was really the thing. I was like, I need to watch to make sure that nothing bad is happening that I need to warn them about. And that's something that people don't know. It's like, we don't know what's going to be shown. We have no idea. And all of a sudden we're watching it with you and we're like, oh God, I did say that.
I mean, I'm glad that you didn't say anything too bad on your season. So. You didn't have to worry.
You were good.
I did say I would cheat on my boyfriend with Ryan Reynolds, though. So
you did.
That's okay.
Whatever. Wow,
you're bringing that up again. Lauren, would you?
Would I? What's funny is my boyfriend.
Is he watching?
He hasn't even seen the finale. He's never seen me say that.
Maybe keep
you gotta keep it that way. Yeah.
Holding out, he never watches. So we're good.
He's not doing that on the bye week, huh? Don't watch the finale. Don't watch the
Don't watch it. Yes.
Well, okay. So what are you thinking about Island of the Idols?
Oh gosh. I feel like we're like a good amount of time in now where I can really have an idea about it. Cause the first episode I was like, oh, that's fun. I mean, who doesn't like to watch Sandra and Boston Rob? And I.
Oh no.
Oh no, Alexa. I think Lauren froze. Oh no.
Oh man.
She was about to say something about Island of the Idols.
Something
now Lauren
like
is
good
frozen.
Too.
I know. Hang on, I'm gonna text her. I'm gonna see if she answers.
But it's good because it looks like she's rolling her eyes, which I think is what
this
the people
is fantastic.
Want, so this is actually
I love
really good.
It. I'm gonna see what happened. This is so random. I don't know, Alexa. Okay, so Alexa, what do you think about Island of the Idols now that you're finally back?
So now that I'm back for good, I'm liking it. I thought it was going to be more gimmicky than it actually has been. I think the Rob Shelter is a little ridiculous. I can't imagine he did that all on his own. Just because Sandra snores. So TBD on what's going on with that. Is she okay?
I don't know. Also, does he like put her like in the top bunk or does he just go in the bottom bunk?
I don't know.
What ends up happening. Okay,
and
she's
then,
gone.
Oh, she,
I think she's about
she
to
did.
Come back. I think she's okay. about to come back. We'll see. Okay, so Lauren O'Connell hates us. We lasted 2 minutes. We made one joke about her cheating on her boyfriend and now we're out.
Yeah. Her boyfriend just called her and he's like, I've been listening.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, you don't think I watch. Yeah, you're about to learn right now.
Take that, Ryan Reynolds.
Won't let her back in. Okay, interesting. Time
Ooh,
to send.
Fun twist.
Okay. Alexa.
So anyway, so at this rate, I'm just kind of confused by what they're going to do because they're building this mega shelter. Someone on Reddit has a theory that the merge tribe is going to go live there in said mansion, which I actually like the idea of, but I don't want Rob and Sandra hanging around that much, but I love them. But I like separating church and state in this way. So I would like to keep it that way, but I thought that was kind of a cool theory. I doubt it'll happen.
Yeah. I don't know because then they're going to see like the statues and everything. And then you kind of lose the whole point of Island of the Idols, right? Like, cause now Robin, you
then
can't
no
kind of go see
one.
Rob and Sandra, can you?
Yeah, you got to go. They send them to like a different island. But that's true because yeah. I think it's – when do you think the Island of the Idols thing is going to stop? Like Final Five? Probably.
Probably.
Someone's going to get an idol in Final Five.
Yeah, like finale time and when there's no longer a reason. I mean, somebody might get like the Michelle Fitzgerald thing where they get to like vote out a member of the
jury.
That could happen.
I thought that
Did
was
you
cool
just
twist.
Lose me, she asked. All right, Alexa, keep talking. I'm muting myself and I'm calling Lauren.
Okay, so I am going to talk about what am I going to talk about? Oh, so what I think is going to happen this episode. So watch a couple previews. I'm not really sure. I don't know who's going to like win or lose the immunity challenge. I don't think there's any like spoilers showing in the previews, but I'm seeing everyone saying that there she is.
All right. I moved rooms because I think my Wi-Fi just sucks.
That just cut out. I just want everybody to know that Lauren has what is that? The what music okay. was I just listening to?
Oh my gosh,
do you have a ring back tone?
Yeah, okay. That is a story in itself. So here, I'm like gotta readjust myself now that I'm in a different place.
God, a ring
okay,
back tone.
So when I was this is weird because you can see my like shrine to myself in the background.
I love
We're
this.
Gonna move that.
Yeah, I love okay. it. She's back
oh my God.
At the couch. She's sitting on the couch though, everybody. This is
I am on the couch this time. It's so sad. So when I was in like eighth grade, I thought it was super cool. And I had the song, Come On Get Higher, Loosen My Lips.
Love it.
Yeah, as my ringback tone, right? But then there was a point where Verizon, like, I don't even know, just cut that off. It was no longer able to be, or expired. There we go, expired. Mm-hmm. But they put the violin, like, symphony as my ringback tone now. so I don't know
that.
How to get it off. I don't know how to change it. I don't know how to get it to just ring, but... If you ever call me, that is what you will hear.
I just heard it, and I was pretty stoked because, like, I was wondering. I'm like, okay, enjoy this Verizon ringback tone. And I was like, okay, it's 2004.
Yeah,
I'm 12 years old. I'm sitting in my mom's basement. Like, what is going on?
I know. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I don't know what happened. It just like kicked me off. So I tried to move rooms and see if maybe my Wi-Fi just stinks. So I
yeah,
think I'm good
was-
now, though.
I think we're good. I think we're good.
Okay,
it was
cool.
random.
Oh,
we were totally cool in the moment, I swear.
That's
I don't
so
even
cool.
know. We weren't at all. Okay, Lauren, let's try this again. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
What do you think about Island of the Idols?
Right. I actually really like the idea, right? So there's this idea that you get to go talk to these people that have played the game. And I think they're translating it really well to the screen. I think it's really interesting for viewers to watch these players that maybe they've grown up watching interact with these new players. I don't love the way that they were picking people to go, right? Which I didn't like the whole just picking out of a hat or whatever they were doing. I loved what they did last episode where it's like whoever has to sit out has to go to Island of Idols. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think that it's a really interesting dynamic. I'm interested to see how it plays out once we get to the merge and there are more people interacting, there are more people going to Island of Idol, or do they keep going to Island of Idol? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know
yeah.
how that
I bet
plays
they
out.
Do.
I'm sure they do. They can't just stop going, right? Like, that's the whole theme of the show.
They didn't set up your twist.
They sure did not.
You have anything you want to say about that?
Oh gosh, I love my season. It's great. I think that they can't end the twist. It has to be there. But what then? What you saw it play out in the last episode, where Elaine knew that she could tell Elizabeth because she had been there, and Elizabeth brings it up, like, "Who'd you meet?" You know.
I thought this was so weird because this is the first time we've seen it brought up between two people.
Right.
But people have been on the same tribe who have gone. And like, why is this only happening now?
Like Nora and Kelly, right?
Yeah.
So they were on the same tribe and they had both gone. But I guess Nora was so into this lie. So I want to know if Kelly and Nora had talked previously or after she lied, because Nora had to have known that Kelly knew that that's not what was happening, you know?
It's so weird. It's so bizarre. Yeah.
I know. And I know that there are so many conversations we're not seeing, mm-hmm. but it's so interesting to me, the conversations that they are showing and then choosing not to show. So I don't know.
I think Vince and Elizabeth talked, but they didn't show it. They probably didn't show it because Vince went home.
Right,
but Vince
right.
said, like, oh, Elizabeth, like, immediately, kind of same as what we saw last week. Like, she right. ran up to him and was like,
right.
do you know what's going on there?
Right.
But yeah, Nora and Kelly, I would have loved to see that conversation because that would have been freaking
hilarious.
Love
Nora. I love her.
Love her.
Love her. I think she is incredible television. Mm-hmm. I think she's great. I have nothing but incredible things to say about her.
Would you want to play with Nora? There's a question.
That's a different question.
Yeah.
I think yes. I think that she's, from what I can tell, this is very, you know, you have very limited information with this analysis that I'm giving right now, but I think she wears her emotions on her sleeve. I think that she'd probably be pretty easy to read. And I don't think she's crazy. I think that she just has a very eccentric personality. And so I think if you have an eccentric personality that is going to tell you how they feel and what they think, of course I'd love to play with them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm trying to think of someone who was like that. I mean, War Dog had an eccentric personality, but you never really knew what he was thinking. So I don't know. I think I would like to play with her.
And the thing with Nora is I don't think she's ever going to try to pull like what War Dog did. Like War Dog was thinking, how am I going to pull the $1 million in? And I honestly, like, Nora is there. And I think Nora in her mind thinks she can win the million, but she's not thinking as clearly as somebody who's actually going to win the million on Survivor.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure because it's weird doing this podcast now. Because
who are you going to trash? Let's hear it.
No, I'm not going to trash anyone. Because I know that there's so much we're not seeing. And I remember listening to podcasts from my season and listening to people say, oh, well, I think this is going on and she's not thinking about this. Or it's like, I was thinking about it. They just didn't show it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I am hesitant to say that she's not thinking that way. And maybe they're just editing her like that. That's another thing is I now watch all TV shows and all movies in regards to edging.
I love how
it ruined you.
Like movies. Completely scripted movies.
That sounds so terrible.
So serious because I'm watching The 100 now. Have you guys seen that?
I know what it is. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm watching The 100. And I'm currently like thinking through these characters. I'm like, okay, well, she was definitely a complex player in that last episode. So no way they kill her off. Like all these different things. I'm like, okay,
oh my God.
Redemption is coming. Okay. Cause she has been too negative for the past two episodes, like all this different stuff. So I think about that a lot, which I'm so embarrassed to say. But when I look at like Nora's edit, they're giving her this kind of crazy edit, but it's not negative. It's very much like,
it's like fun.
It's likable and fun. And you want to watch her. And I guess I think of like from my season, and it's not the best comparison, but people loved watching Rick. Like Rick was fun to watch. And so I think about that when I think of Nora, like, I think maybe we might be underestimating her a little bit. I don't know. But I think she's fun to watch.
I think last week's conversation, I guess it was with Dean, where she was talking about, we need to get rid of Jamal. I think that was the one that was kind of, it's, she's so blatant. And I think that everybody's just going to see through it, and it's going to end up biting her, because I don't think she has, like, Rick, I guess her and Rick are kind of similar, because Rick didn't really seem like he had a very close ally out there.
Right.
And that's similar to what Nora has right now, where Nora thinks she's closer with people. So when she tries to tell people something, they just immediately turn around and run to somebody else.
Yeah. Didn't you see it? Yeah. Dean. Yeah. Dean and Jamal. Exactly. Like you said, it's, yeah, I see that for sure. But I think that's also a little bit, and to play, you know, kind of be on Nora's side there, it's like, it's showing her working through the strategy of it and thinking about it, just not maybe executing it the best way. But I don't know. I don't know. I love Nora. I think she's great.
She's unbelievable. I want her to the end.
So great. Her and Sandra, that was one of my best, like the best scenes I've seen. It was incredible. Just like Sandra looking at her like, oh God. Okay.
Eat your watermelon. All right. Eat your watermelon and think, right?
I love that. So good.
I love
so
that.
Good.
So good.
So we're into this. We're at Final 14. I'm thinking this is probably going to be the last boot before the merge. I'm thinking merge is probably going to be 13. So this is a big one.
It's so weird to watch a swap because, I mean, you watch it as before I played, I watched it. I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But then playing, I was talking to Kelly and Wardog recently about it. It's like, we never swapped. We never had to worry about, oh, well, if I make an alliance with these people, I can carry it into the merge. Or if I don't make an alliance with these people, then I can still have my alliance from before. Like, we never had to worry about that. So it's so interesting to me to watch this happen and be like, I don't even know how I would have played that. Having, you know, you have the 4-4 that we just saw last week, and Missy and Aaron are like, oh, well, we're going to jump on the Vokai train. It's like, I don't know what I would have done. I mean, obviously we saw how it played out and I think they made the right decision, but had it not gone that way and they don't want to stay Lyro, is that how you say it? Lyro?
Yeah,
strong?
Sort of.
Like, yeah, they are switching it up. They are trying to make connections before they get to the merge. And that is just something I never had to deal with. So it's so weird for me to watch it now to be like, gosh, I wonder how it would have played out had the swap gone differently for us.
Yeah, and I think that we're seeing that on this season. The Vokai tribe looked like they were in total control, and then they have this 4-4 split. Somebody gets this advantage, and Elaine gets this advantage from Sandra. And like, so much can just happen when there's these different people interacting with different people. And yeah, we had your season was just that bizarre situation.
So weird.
So crazy.
And
so
then
crazy.
Aubrey goes home on the other tribe.
Oh my gosh.
It's just very strange.
That was the craziest, craziest episode. And then we go to the double tribal.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was the next thing. It was the double or the two
combined. Yeah. That's right.
I guess that's like as close as you guys could have gotten to how last week went.
Right. Because it was four, right? There was four of us. There was four of us, 4-4.
Yeah. It was because both of you had already gone and then Wendy was the odd one out.
Right. Yeah, that was crazy. So that was weird. A crazy episode. But yeah, so I think it's super fun to watch these people kind of navigate the new politics of their tribes, knowing that these people are the ones they're going to the merge with. So
yeah, and now whoever goes home this week, are you voting out somebody who is strength before the merge? Are you voting out somebody who, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that go into this. So I know you've already made your power rankings because you told us you already did, but
oh my gosh, I left it in the other room. Okay, I'll get them in a second.
She left them.
We'll talk.
I'll grab them.
You don't have all 13 memorized or all 14 memorized?
I don't. Give me, okay, ready? Time me 10 seconds. Ready, go.
Okay, 1, 2. Alexa, should we just count this out? I mean, I have a little clicker up here in the corner.
I would like to hear you count it out. Oh, we also have the ticker, yeah.
Yeah, we are. So it started at 17, and now it's at 17:10. Oh, she's lost a step since Baylor. Wow, 12, 13.
Not a college athlete anymore.
Yeah. Slow.
That was 15 seconds, Lauren. I don't want to be rude, but you've lost a step. Aging is a terrible thing. Yeah,
you're breathing hard. Thing. My knee is sore from the cutting. It was not good.
You're almost mid-20s. It's all downhill from here.
But I've got my trusty power rankings written down.
Oh my
now.
God. You've got a great notebook there.
Yeah, I do. I'm ready. Like
all right. So start us off. Who's the safest person next week?
Are we starting with number one? Okay. Sorry. I'm breathing really hard. That was a long way. okay. I think I put the safest as Janet.
I love it.
I have Janet number one also. Hell yes. 20. Love Janet.
Yeah, love her. She has not come up once ever. And even in the sneak peek we had for the next episode, she's in the conversation of doing whatever they were planning to do. I think they kind of alluded to maybe voting out Jamal, but she's in all the conversations. So
yeah,
she's everywhere. And everyone like seems to really like and respect her too.
Yeah, they like her.
She's a huge part of that group.
Yes, I think so too. And I think that's awesome. So I have her as number one.
I feel like she could be like Julie on this season, where she just goes very far, goes all the way down and is never really in trouble for the whole game. And I feel like that's how Janet's playing right now. I don't have her at number one, because doesn't Kelly still have the opportunity to use her idol?
I think people keep like disputing this, but I think it's every tribal council that she attends.
Yeah, so
I think
she had it for three.
Did she go to two tribal councils?
She's only gone to two. Last week would have been her third.
Oh, so she's super safe.
Yeah, so I have her as number one, because you know the merge is coming. If you're in any type of danger, like you just did. And then Janet's my number two, because I've been saying I think Janet is just,
I just think you don't always know you're in danger. So we've seen a few people with an idol walk out with it in
this season.
So this season, last season.
Your season.
My season.
We all had to do it. To don't Kelly. Tell Kelly not to watch this, okay? We didn't do it.
But I just think, I totally get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying, but I don't know.
I think it's different than Kelly's situation. Kelly was looking ahead.
We're talking about two different Kellys right now.
I can use it next week. And then this Kelly, she can only use it at this
only
tribal.
I can totally get that.
You might as well.
I have her at number two, Altum.
Okay. Yeah, I have her not at number two, but that's
okay. That's okay.
My number two is Aaron.
I love it.
Everybody's so underestimating him. What did you think about the move last week?
I thought it was such a smart move. And I also think that it plays out a lot differently if Missy is on board with still voting out Elaine. Mm-hmm. Because I also read Jason's exit interview. Did y'all read that?
Yeah.
Okay, about how they were going to vote for Aaron.
Yeah.
And then Aaron and Missy were going to vote for Elaine.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy and so smart. So smart. Mm-hmm. Which makes more sense why they were all talking after she said she played her vote, but she could steal a vote. But I think if Missy and him get together and they're like, okay, we're still going to vote Elaine out, I think that maybe that changes the game, only because he's not just a sitting duck in that majority, right? Mm-hmm. He has isolated now, I guess, two other people on his tribe. He probably isolates his other past tribe mates on Lyro. Yeah. No. Yes. Lyro.
Yeah. It was originally Lyro, now Orange.
Now
purple.
It's other. Yeah. Whatever. His old, his past tribe mates on the other tribe as well. So I don't know. I think he made the right decision, because there's nothing, no one can fault him really for staying with his old tribe.
Right.
And winning, really. Like, it was like, I don't know who said it, but they said they're going to war. They did win. And he had so much information going into it that I think it would have been the wrong decision to vote against Elaine, knowing what he knew. Because you don't know. I mean, we don't see what happened, but you never know what can happen with those kind of advantages.
Mm-hmm. And you can still do it this week. You can still vote her out this week if you lose, because you still have the other three who are so desperate. Absolutely. And Lauren, Dan, and Tommy can't get mad because they are desperate. They need him. And so if Aaron says, I will vote out Elaine, they turn around and they vote out Elaine. They don't have, and you know that Elaine's not going to get an advantage this time, because you just watched her play the advantage last time.
Exactly. And so I think that's why I put him at number two. I think he's in such a power position, being able to maybe salvage the relationship that he had prior with Tommy, because I think that's kind of the one that he was working closely with, and Tommy doesn't have anywhere to go. So if they end up going to tribal, I think that hopefully Aaron is okay. So.
And there was too much about Tommy and Aaron's socks. And it's just, it's too much. It's too much to mean nothing.
It's the edgic, man. I'm telling you.
It changes how you watch
these little information things. I'm like, okay, something's going to happen. So I don't know.
I think that's the reason Tommy and Lauren are still here, because they have friends. Like, Tommy and Aaron are buds. Mm-hmm. Lauren and Missy and Elizabeth are friends. Yes. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
In this moment, when you have this block of vote thing and you can get rid of such a big threat like Jason, you do it, because you might never get that chance again, and you're not going to have this block of vote. So to use the block of vote and then just vote out Elaine anyway, you didn't take advantage of that. Weird. You can still take advantage of it, get rid of a threat, and then get rid of a lane, and you've weakened the other side. Maybe got rid of the person you feel the least comfortable with. Because, you know, Dan, I feel like everybody's just kind of like, he'll do whatever we say. But
yeah, I think so too. I also think that I was watching it, and maybe it's just the way they edited it. I don't know. But did she have to say she had a block? Like, I guess I was confused in the timing that she said, oh, I can block someone's vote.
Yeah.
Like, it was odd to me that she wouldn't just say it at the very end. Although, because from Jason's exit interview, and again, I could have the timing incorrect because of the edit, but had she not said, hey, I can block a vote, right? Those four probably still vote for Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Until the very end. She was like, okay, he wants to vote. And she's like, okay, I can block a vote. And she does that.
When she did it in the middle of tribal, I at first thought it was a really bad idea because I thought that was going to make Aaron switch on them. But I think she did it to just like freak them out. Totally worked.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I think it doesn't really necessarily matter when you do it, because whether you do it at the beginning of tribal or the end, they still can't vote. I did think it was super interesting though. And I also would like to know how it chronologically played out, because I know there were some tribals that I watched and I was like, okay, we didn't get up and talk now. We talked prior to that, you know, like it was edited a little bit differently than maybe I experienced it. So I would love to know how chronologically it all laid out, or if that was accurate to how it happened. So
That's one, like, I would love to do a tell all with Jason just about that tribal council, because that's a guy who was in really good position, overcame a lot early on, and goes home because he doesn't have a vote. And I would just love to know what's going on as that's happening.
Like, what happened? What were the conversations that were had before? What did Jamal and Tommy say to, not Jamal, Tommy and Dan say to him in his ear? Like, what did they think was going to happen, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think they were saying, actually, like, it doesn't matter because Jason couldn't do anything. I think they were just giving him a heads up. I have no idea.
Because I'm like, I guess they were going to switch their vote to Elaine, and then hope that their votes for that from Aaron and Missy were still going to go to Elaine, and that would give them the majority still. But it was still such an interesting tribal, and I thought it was edited very, very fun to watch. So.
Yeah, very good. I loved it. My number three is somebody that Lauren just accidentally confused with Dan. I have Jamal at number
three. I also have Jamal at number three.
They're very easy. It's very easy to confuse Jamal and Dan. They're like this, you know, they're the person. No, I know. There's so many names all over.
Did not confuse them.
That's my segue though for this one.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamal's episode last week, Lauren, you're big on Edgic. That has to be like a CPP, right? That's what that complex person.
You know, I don't know what the letters mean.
I never know.
You had a great episode.
Complex positive, right?
Like, sure. Oh, Phil,
I never know what those. I never
complex
know.
Complex positive, and then like a number, right? There's like a number.
Yeah, like how visible you are. One, like, or like it's how visible you are. 1 to 5. So like Dean in the first two episodes was a 1 the entire time because that's what his visibility was.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I remember being like,
and Jamal last week was probably like a 4.
Yeah, I don't follow them at all for this season. I followed them a little bit my season just because people had me as the winner. People were saying that I was going to be the winner from Edgic, and that made me laugh. I'm like, y'all know nothing. But
it was Victoria the whole time.
You just watched me mess this up. But I think that just to talk about what you just said, I think Jamal's episode was so interesting to me. And I was talking to someone about this the other day, or today, I guess. About how that scene could have played out very differently from an edit perspective. I don't know how it went down in real life, right? But edit wise could have played out very differently. And I think one, it was an incredible opportunity to show that conversation, but two, it also made both Jamal and Jack look very good. I thought I think Jack was very apologetic. He was very open to the conversation that was happening, and they didn't have to show him like that. They absolutely could have shown him like walking away and that was it, right? And then just Jamal just talking about how much it hurt him. So I think not only was it an incredible opportunity to show that conversation, I'm really glad they did, and I think that's why people watch Survivor, is to get those human moments. But I think it was very interesting from an edit perspective
I love how into Edgic
Jack yet. I don't think we can kill Jack or Jamal.
I love it. Like,
we're not even that big on Edgic, but this is so good.
I'm not either. I don't know anything, but I watch it. I'm like, oh no, she's not going home. Mm-hmm. Too positive.
Well, I also have, I also, because we're talking about it, I have Jack at number four for like the exact reason that they both came out looking really good. Yep. So my top four are the four original Vokais that are on that Lyra tribe.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. So Alexa, my number three was Nora.
Hell yes.
Yeah. She was Nora. I'm like, I'm telling you, she is too entertaining right now. You have what?
I have Nora down here.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay. I'm loving this.
Yeah, no, I've got Nora at number three because I feel like she is, first of all, I do think that on her tribe, like you said, she's not fully aligned with anyone, right? Mm-hmm. But I also think her tribe, knowing that probably the merge is coming, is going to think that it's something extremely risky take.
I love it. Own it.
Here we go. We get another one.
Look, Lauren, no, y'all, listen to me, okay? She is the type of person that I would absolutely take to emerge because, one, she is not closely aligned with anyone, right? So if I can get her on my side in my alliance before we go to the merge, I think that she stays loyal. From anything that I have seen from the past episodes, and again, I say this with a grain of salt because you're only seeing so much, I think that she is looking for an alliance to stay loyal to. And if you can do that before the merge, why not keep her, right? Mm-hmm. And from what I've seen, I think these players want to make big moves. They want to take out big threats. I don't think they think Nora is a big threat. So I think not only do they think she's not a big threat, but they want her, if they are smart enough to realize, hey, this person might be loyal to me. Let's get her on my side. Let's make a big move to take out maybe a bigger threat heading into the merge. I think she's safe.
I completely agree with you. Phil, I know you're about to totally trash this, so I'm going to agree with her before I let you do that. Nora's also about to walk into the next challenge and see that her one best friend is gone. And she was so loyal to Jason because Jason was really good to her.
So
now she's
good
a
to her.
Super free agent.
So good
she'll
to
go
her.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
Team Nora. I don't have her number three, but I love her.
All right. So,
what you got, Phil? Give it to me. I'm ready.
Here we go. All right. So who was the hero last week, Lauren? Yeah, I got to crack my neck. Who was the hero last week? Who
got
like the really positive edit? We were just talking about Edgic. Who got the really positive edit last week?
Oh, gosh. I mean, are we not talking about Elaine?
No, I'm talking about Jamal and Jack, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Huge edit. Positive. Super great.
Yeah.
Who was the person that Dean went to say Nora wants you out of the game? It was Jamal. It was...
Yeah.
And I think that
but Nora knows the art of persuasion, Phil.
She does. Well, she learned it from Boston Bob and Sandra so well.
That was an incredibly
chomping down on the watermelon. But I just worry for her that because Jamal's episode was so good, him and Jack were, and I know, like, you know, going back to the Jack thing, obviously what he said was not good, but his instant remorse and everything that he said after that, it was very positive. And so I think because Jamal got so much positivity, and I think this is the weaker tribe, and here's Nora saying, hey, Dean, let's get rid of Jamal. And Jamal's like, are you kidding me? Like, come on.
Right.
I worry that Jamal, Jack, they side with Dean, who's kind of slacking in the numbers. You're not really worried about Dean because pretty much everybody has said that he has the worst case to win the game, despite the fact that it's final 14, which is so much like, what is he wrong? But I just worry that Nora's going to find herself in a lot of trouble.
So I totally get that. Respect that. I think you might be looking too far into your edgic, but
a little too far.
I'm just kidding.
Somebody who watches scripted TV and looks for edgic.
There is edgic in the 100. I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely.
Now.
There's definitely edgic in like The Bachelor too.
Oh my gosh!
Like 100%.
You did not want to hear me during Bachelor season. I was so annoying. I was like, oh man. This girl, no, she is getting way too much airtime. This girl is definitely winning.
Oh my gosh.
So, were you right?
So good.
I was right about who made it to the final three for The Bachelorette because I was like, these people are too positive. But then, you know, there was that whole drama that went down. I'm embarrassed to say I watch reality TV now, but I do. So
I like how just now.
Oh, wait. Okay. So four. I have Elaine because you have, who did you have it for? You had Jamal?
We both had Jack.
Okay. You had Jack at four. I have Elaine at four.
We are like, Lauren, we could not disagree more. I can't believe this. I can't believe you're on here. And like, I'm supposed to be so nice.
No, this is good because you and I have the exact same thing going on.
I'm supposed to be so nice to the guests. And Lauren, I'm just, oh.
I'm just so done.
Can I just say, Lauren just put my bottom two people at 3 and 4. Okay, that's all.
Oh, wow. You had Nora and Elaine at 13 and 14?
I do. I really
No way.
I do. I do. I mean, I might be looking way too far into this. But so I always go back. I always go back to the Second Chance season, and I know you had to have watched Second Chance because Kelly's your girl. So
dabbled in it.
Yeah, you've watched it like once or 14 times. And so in Second Chance, there was this huge thing with Joe wanting to get to the family visit so that he could see his dad. Because the first time out, he failed at that, and that's all they talked about. That's it. Like all we got from Joe, who is this huge personality, it was just I got to see my dad. I got to see my dad. I got to see my dad. Otherwise, I failed. Yeah. All we've gotten from Elaine, not from Elaine, but all we've heard about Elaine is we cannot let her hit the merge. We cannot let her hit the merge. We cannot let her hit the merge. And I just worry that if her tribe loses, which I don't think they will. I think they're the stronger tribe. And I think the other tribe got a little lucky last week with what the challenge was. But if they lose, they know how dangerous Elaine can be. Your guy, Aaron, who you have at number two, the people he wants to align with, I think would be willing to vote her out in a second. And it's not going to hurt anybody's feelings except maybe Elizabeth. But I think Elizabeth would get over it pretty fast because she knows that's what she has to do. Yeah. Elaine is a huge threat. She's just such a big threat. So
I get that. Mm-hmm.
My 13 and 14.
I think it's possible. But I also think it's possible for Elaine to buddy up with the other three that she is just, I know she screwed them over. I get that. But they're desperate. And let's say that she goes to them and says, let's take out Aaron who backstabbed you. Because I didn't backstab you. I never told you I was with you. Aaron told you he was with you. So he's willing to tell you he's with you to your face and then backstab you at tribal. So I don't know. I'm keeping Elaine at 4.
And another thing we've heard about Elaine this season is she's really good at getting in with other people. So mm-hmm.
She has a great social game.
Yeah. But hopefully she doesn't try to vote out Aaron. Otherwise, that's your number two going home. So
my top four are dicey now. Oh my God.
You might have. Did you do it in the wrong order? Did you mean to do like, oh, this is your most likely to go home? Second most likely? Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. So here, I did think about this. I was like, I really do feel like it matters who wins because if friggin' Elaine's tribe loses, there's no way she can be the top four because. Mm-hmm. There's only what 7 people left on a tribe. So I thought about that, but I was like, you know what? I'm sticking with it. I believe in you.
You gotta fight for it here.
So, yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been so wrong. I had Chelsea at number one the week she went home. I had Jason at 5.
Did you really have Chelsea at number one?
Had her at number one. She had an idol. She was looking good.
Oh God. I did not think she was going home at all. But I also was like, I thought the way that they showed her finding an idol was I don't know. It was a little offhanded, like, oh, here's I found an idol, yay, you know, like it wasn't as like, yeah, super pumped about it type of feeling. I don't know, that might just me being crazy, but I was still blown away by the Chelsea vote.
I could not, but I'm still not over
it. I don't
it.
Think anybody's
still over it. Yeah, still not over it. Nope. Still not over it. Don't get into showmance, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, if it was a showmance.
If it was.
Okay, this is, I know, right? This is actually a conversation my dad and I had after that episode. And it's so interesting to me that, okay, they spent X amount of days together, right? And people thought they were automatically in a showmance. How did David and Rick stay so close? No one called it a showmance.
Nobody.
Kelly and I stayed so close. No one really called it a showmance. I mean, other than, I'm not saying like a showmance, like a relationship, just like the duo portion of it. Like, that was never even a thought on my season. I mean, there was that kind of in the beginning, like Lauren and Kelly are so close, but then people never really brought it up again from what I remember. So I do think it's interesting that they were targeted so harshly for being in a showmance because they were spending time together, you know,
and just because it's a guy and a girl.
It always feels it's like weird. it's these guy girl showmances that draw so much attention. It's Figgy and Taylor. I'm not threatened by Figgy or Taylor. I'm definitely more threatened by you and Kelly or David and Rick because like there's something else going on there. Like I think the guy girl showmances, honestly, I wouldn't mind being in an alliance with that because they're going to be blinded the entire game. Which is fantastic for me because that means like they are not going to be able to see past it. It's what happened in Kelly's first season with John and Jacqueline. Like, mm-hmm. because they're engaged or whatever they were at the time, they were so blinded in their own ways and could only listen to each other. That's why neither one of them won the game.
Right. No, I thought it was so, like, cause my dad brought it up and he was saying, you know, how did you and Kelly get that far as a duo? Mm-hmm. Because we really were a lot. And I think Kelly did a much better job than probably I did of trying to deflect how close we were around other people. Mm-hmm. And we really didn't spend much of our time together, but it wasn't like it was a surprise that we were so close. Mm-hmm. So I do think it was very interesting that came up. So harshly.
Yeah. I thought so too.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Who we got at number five?
I've got Missy.
Okay.
Same.
Yeah. Heber at six.
I have Missy at five, Elizabeth at six, because I think the two of them are like one and the same.
Here.
Yes.
Here. I think they're
hell yeah. They're like they're looking so good right now.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Missy is very passionate. I tweeted something the other day. I was like, Missy was cold at Tribal. Like,
she's stone cold.
Speaks her mind. I think that could possibly get her into trouble just the way that she really is very emotional, I feel like. Or I hesitate to say emotional because it's not a bad thing. Just passionate, you know, like very, I mean, you saw it when she reacted to the reward. It was like she was pumped, you know.
She's into
the way
it,
that she reacts to things, I think, could maybe be bad. But for right now, I think her and Elizabeth are fine.
Yeah. She's very passionate's the right word. But with the people, she like has no problem killing them. It's really no scary. Problem.
It's really like nothing.
Literally.
Which is another thing.
It is terrifying.
It is. And another thing I was thinking, it's like, I want to know how close her relationships really are. Mm-hmm. If she is so willing to just cut their throat, right? How close is she with Elizabeth? How close is she, you know, with Elaine? Because she was willing to throw Elaine under the bus in a second. Yeah. So I want to know how willing maybe her alliance is to throw her into the bus, but that's for another week. We're just focusing on next week.
We're just one day at a time here. So you both went Missy five, Elizabeth six.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have Elizabeth five, Missy six. So I just flipped them, but I know. Look at that. We are in total agreement here, everybody. We did it. All right. Let's end the podcast now before we start like screaming.
Or Nora's everyone's 14.
Right.
Oh God. All right. Wait. So are we on seven?
We are up to number seven. Yeah. I can do mine because Lauren's already talked about him. And
okay, go ahead.
I got Aaron. I think Aaron's in a good spot. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I don't think that Elaine flipping to Tommy and all of them is going to work. I don't think Elaine's going to try to do that, but I don't think that would work. I don't think Missy would do it, and I don't think Elizabeth would do it. So Elaine's the only way that Aaron goes home this week.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that she's going to try to do that. I think Elaine would be one of the people who would be a little bit more of like, well, there's so many Vokais. Why not just get rid of a Vokai? I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm not saying that doesn't mean she has the strategy to pull this off. I just don't think it's the right thing to get rid of Aaron. So I'm feeling really good about Aaron's chances. I got him at seven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who do you have?
I have Karishma at number seven, which may seem high, but because we're talking about Edgic, Karishma, I think, is really going for we're getting like the growth arc with her. And I think where she is in that group is like, she made it abundantly clear, I'm not really married to my old Lyra people. And now it's only Dean who's left. And the two of them weren't that. They were throwing each other under the bus when they were on the original tribe together.
Absolutely.
And I think it's going to be a Nora and Jamal thing. And they can use Karishma. And I don't know. I don't think there's any chance she goes home.
I agree with you. I think if I have learned one thing from Survivor, it is the one person who is not an alliance, you think for sure they're going home, they are dead in the water, is never going to be the one that goes home, ever. Because there's going to be someone that wants to make a big move. There's going to be someone that wants to use them. So I have her up there. I don't have her as high. But I have we're on seven, right?
Seven. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have Jamal. Right in the middle.
I said that, you talked about him earlier. I think that he had an incredible episode. I think that And I hesitate to say this because I know that, you know, sneak peeks or whatever don't really mean a ton, but there was that little sneak peek of next episode and you know, somebody rises up and you have the girls talking about how they want to get rid of Jamal. And I don't think it's going to be Jamal. Like, they just show Jamal. They don't say his name, but they show Jamal to make you think that it's going to be him. And I don't think it's going to be Jamal going home. I think he had too good of an episode last week.
And he has an idol, and he's been straight up told people want to vote you out.
Yeah.
So when you're being straight up told, it's not going to be a blind side. If he starts to feel weird about it, wait, maybe Nora and Karishma and Dean actually did pull something off here. Maybe they're going to get rid of me. Maybe Kelly's ready to turn on me.
Right.
Well, I have an idol and I'm going to get rid of whoever I want.
Absolutely.
And I think seeing that seeing that Jason went home, the original Vokais are going to think that they turned on each other. So Jamal is going to be extra skeeved out. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I think he's pretty safe. I think he's pretty safe. Yeah.
I think that is the tribe that's going to lose, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Always.
I think they're in trouble, which is why Nora at three.
No, I'm telling you, she's not going home. She is not going home next week. I will die on that hill. Nora does not go home next week.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, you know what? She goes home next week. I can't think of something good right now, but I'll think about it. I don't think she's going home.
All right. We'll see. I mean, she very well may not. I mean, I don't think I've been even remotely close. The closest I've been with anybody going home was Tom Laidlaw. And that week I said he's still not going home. And I had him at 13 out of like 17 and he goes home. So
I mean, that's closer than, you know, one.
Cool. Yeah, I know. Thanks. Yeah. All right, Lauren taking digs. I haven't done that yet, have I?
No, you've been nothing but
kind. So you need
nothing
one.
But kind. So Logan's also kind of up there. What about
how about that? Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. All right, we're on eight.
We're on eight.
Okay. I have Kelly.
Okay. Have I said Kelly? I was like, did I not say Kelly yet?
All right. Talk to us about Kelly. Let's hear your thoughts.
Yeah. I think we kind of talked about her earlier. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like we did touch on her. I don't know when we would have, but I think the same thing. I think she has that idol that's good for one more tribal. I think that she is the type of person that can integrate herself in multiple groups. I don't know what I think of her longevity in the season, but I don't think that she's going home next week just because of her relationships with multiple people in multiple different alliances, I feel like, on her tribe. So she's got the girls. I think that she does have some weird connection to Dean that I'm interested to see play out. And I'll talk about that when we get to the end of my... Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know I was reading something. It's like a lot of people have connections, like very distant connections, in past seasons, but they're never talked about. They're definitely never shown. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be something behind that conversation because there's absolutely no reason to show that conversation if it doesn't play out in some way.
That's true. Because I remember people were really weirded out when, Allie Elliott and Pat from Heroes, Healers, Hustlers, like went to college together.
Yes.
And understandably, everyone was like, that seems not cool. Mm-hmm. So right. I think that definitely means something that they showed it because otherwise they wouldn't have.
So I'm interested to see how that plays out. But yeah, I think that she's okay this week. I don't know about weeks after that, but she does have that idol, like you said. And I think that her alliances look strong.
She's the edgic, like, leader. Like, everyone thinks she's gonna
really
win. Yeah, it's her and Tommy.
See, I said, I don't look at Edgic. I just do Edgic in my head, and I think positive. So, interesting that people have her at the beginning or at the top. Interesting. Okay.
I have Tommy as my number eight. So the two
Tommy, Edgic,
the two Edgic people here. I mean, it would make sense for Tommy to go next. He seems like he should be the next target out of Tommy, Lauren, and Dan. I don't think there's any reason to get rid of Dan, and then. Like Lauren, I just don't think is on people's radars as much as she should be. I think that she's more of a fan favorite. But Tommy should be the next choice, but I don't think Aaron's going to do it. And I think Aaron saved Tommy last week by making it Jason who goes home. Mm-hmm. And I think that this week, if they want to put it on Tommy, I think that Aaron says, screw it, I'm voting the other way and votes out.
Right.
Votes with Tommy against him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree. I
I'm close to that. I have Lauren at eight and Tommy at nine, kind of for the same reasons. The reason they didn't go home is because they had people vouching for them. And I think out of the three original Vokais that are left, Dan doesn't have any friends with that group of four. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I like Lauren. I'm waiting for her to I'm like, I loved her so much preseason. And I'm waiting to get something like really, really fun and bubbly. And she actually got something kind of negative last week where she was saying that, like, I'm going to severely misquote her, but like that Elaine wasn't really smart enough to figure that out. So
yeah,
I think she'll get a bounce back. I think Tommy will get a bounce back, but I think either like out of that crew, if they go to terrible counts, it'd be either Dan who goes home or the original Lyra's going to eat each other.
Yeah. No, I have Tommy, we're at 8, right? Tommy at 8. Mm-hmm. And then I have Karishma at 9. So same thing.
Kelly at 8. So you got Tommy 9.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Kelly at 8, Tommy at 9, Karishma at 10. Yeah. Sorry. I skipped ahead. So I think Karishma, the same reasons you said, I think at 10, I think that she's the type of person that I don't see going home necessarily, but I think that her name will be in the mix, which is why I put her at 10. I think Tommy has that connection with Aaron. And I think if they do end up going to tribal, I don't think Aaron is going to want to throw away that connection, which is why I put him at 9.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking too, because Aaron needs an in with the Vokais.
He does.
His in is Tommy, because the Vokais are going to have the numbers no matter what happens.
Right.
No matter what.
Yes. Happens. And I'm interested to see how he plays that out, because if he acts like, oh no, we have to keep Tommy. If I am Elizabeth and Elaine and Missy, I think, why do you need to keep Tommy around? Mm-hmm. You know, because are you that close to him? Unless he can sell it like, oh no, he wants to work with us. I don't know. I think that's an interesting relationship I want to see play out.
Mm-hmm.
And what's cool about that tribe is if they go to tribal again, there will not be an advantage there, because nobody there is going to Island of the Idols unless somebody goes to Island of the Idols and gives them an advantage, which would be weird because you haven't seen that happen yet.
Right.
So it's going to just be a regular
tribal
vote. Yeah, like a regular tribal. The other side is where things can get really weird, because who knows who's going to win and who knows what's going to. Yeah. So
many different advantages. Right. Which I don't know which one I'd like to see more, honestly. Like I like the idea of all those advantages out there, but then it kind of is just a shot in the dark and who goes home. Mm-hmm. I'd kind of like to see just the regular tribal council people strategizing and figuring out who's going home. So
yeah.
Then we're on 11.
Well, you are. I'm back here bringing up the caboose at number 9.
I skipped you guys at 9. Oh my gosh, I really skipped. I'm bad.
Phil, catch up to Lauren.
So here we go, Alexa. We got our next half hour to catch up to Lauren. She's taking over. I have Lauren at number 9. That is a thing. And then my number 10, and this might be way too high. I feel like, I don't even like doing this, but I have Dan at number 10, because why get rid of Dan before the merge? Like, I know everybody's saying Nora is the goat here, and I know that a lot of people are maybe thinking Karishma's a goat.
I think
Karishma has a really good social game that we're not seeing much of, because it's still early in the game, when the social game might not matter as much as post game, because you can't see every move and her name always is coming up. And then I think that like Nora is a little like crazy, but Dan to me feels like the most obvious goat, and you can get rid of Tommy or you can get rid of Lauren, or you can get rid of Aaron, Missy, Elizabeth, or Elaine. Why would you get rid of Dan? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know how I actually feel putting him this high, but I couldn't justify putting him lower, really.
Right. Yeah.
You also still have him in the bottom half.
Yeah, I do still have him low. Yeah.
Yeah. You have him pretty low. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Alexa, who's your 10?
My 10 is Aaron. And I know that's way lower than where both of you guys have him, but I think Aaron made the right move, but I think he did it in the worst possible way, because he pissed off the now 3 remaining Vokais. And they're really mad. And so I think they're going to go to Aaron's alliance and say, he wanted to dump you the second we got on this beach. So I'm sure like Missy already knows that, but Elaine and Elizabeth don't know that. So I think he has half the tribe mad at him, and he's close to getting the other half mad at him, but you guys are right that he is the middleman, which is the good place to be right now. So I'm nervous, but you know, socks, Edgic, he's not going home.
Socks. Socks are all that's important.
Socks and Edgic, it's fine.
Lauren, come back and join. Come back and join. Who's your 11?
Okay, hold on. Okay, so my 11 is Jack.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had trouble putting him this low, but I had reasons to put everybody else higher. You know, it's like, if I could put him kind of even with maybe like an 8, I would have, like, him and Jamal, I would kind of fit even in this, but I don't know. Then I could come up with reasons to put Tommy and Karishma and Kelly higher. So I put Jack at 11, only because I think that if the girls do intend to create this alliance, so you have Nora, you have Kelly, you have Karishma, maybe looking to create this alliance because maybe Nora's not getting any type of traction from Dean in wanting to take out Jamal and Jack, right? And we heard her last episode say she's going to take them out before they take her out. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't go to tribal. So it was an interesting tidbit to put in there for it not to amount to anything that episode, right? So it could just be like a breadcrumb for this next episode in where she maybe looks to take one of them out and it ends up being Jack.
Could.
So, it could. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that was my reasoning.
I like that because Jack could be the stray bullet that goes instead of Jamal because they worry Jamal has an idol.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
So that's why I put him so low because I think that if they do go to tribal and things go awry and, you know, Nora does Nora and she wants to go after Jamal and Jack, like she said, I don't think Jamal's the one going home because of his idol, because of certain things we've seen from him. So I think that Jack could be the one that gets the downside of that vote.
Yeah, that would be a really interesting boot. Wow.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
And that's probably the tribe that's going. So that's that could be really cool. I don't know.
Really cool. You know, interesting tidbit. Jack was a alternate online season. And so I was at the pre-Ponderosa with him beforehand. And he had on a shirt that said, "I love soccer moms."
Ooh.
At the beginning of
before,
before we went out.
Aurora hated him.
Right? Isn't that so funny that that would come up on our season? And he had this t-shirt on beforehand. So
that's a surprising shirt. Like, I think it's hilarious, but I'm like, that's interesting.
Were you just like, that's my number one now? That's my guy.
That's my guy.
Oh, 1,000%. I was like, oh, we're going to be friends.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly played soccer in high school. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
There it is.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's so great. Oh my God, we're best friends.
Oh my God. I thought that was funny to see him on this season. I think that's awesome for him.
Yeah, I was worried he was going to overplay a little bit at the beginning because of that, because you're so close. But no, I think he's done great.
I think he's done great too.
My 11 is Karishma, and it's exactly what Lauren said earlier, where she said her name is going to come up. So I don't want to put her too high. That's exactly what I feel for Karishma. But Karishma, it only makes sense that somebody like Karishma exists on a season where Sandra is telling them how to play the game. Because she is playing so similarly to how Sandra played, where it's like, I know Sandra was never in that much danger because she'd had a good relationship with Rupert, and that kind of carried her through the early part of Pearl Islands. But Sandra always just was not strong in challenges, but somehow never got voted out because of her social game. And Karishma's doing that. And why does Sandra win? Because once she hits the merge, there's no reason to vote Sandra out ever. And that's exactly how Karishma is. If she makes it through this tribal, I think she's in the finale. Because you'd be crazy to vote Karishma out before that, because you can always beat her in a challenge. You can kind of do the Suri thing to her where you just don't let her get to fire.
Yep. Yep, I totally agree with you. But you kind of have to put her lower because you think that her name might come up. You don't know.
So. Yeah, she's always going to be at the bottom.
And she's technically on the wrong side of the numbers.
Yeah, like, I know. So it's like it's hard to put her high, but, you know, I would. I would put her up there. Like, I don't think she's going home. I feel the same way about her going home that I do about Nora. Mm-hmm.
Did she vote for Tom?
Ooh, Survivor Wiki. Here we come.
I know, is that because when you said Phil, she's on the wrong side of the numbers. I mean, like, technically, but she got in pretty close with them pretty quickly.
Well, I just mean when Tom was voted out, she voted for the only one who didn't vote for Tom was Dean. Okay. But I think that was just because they were leaving Dean out of everything.
Yeah.
Because they
didn't
want him to Tom. So I think Karishma knew, and remember, because the whole storyline last week was who told you? Who told her? That was the week that Tom went, but it was like, who told you? I found out last second. So I think that she's kind of playing up this, I'm finding out last second, don't worry about me, I'm not in control of anything. And I think Karishma's a lot smarter than a lot of people.
Oh, I think she is very smart. I think she's very smart. And I don't think people are, I don't think people think that about her at all.
Well, Lauren, let me ask you this. What do you think that her favorite sit down restaurant is? Applebee's?
Why?
What do you think about that?
Also, yes.
You know,
that was a confessional that came out. Like, people are just like going to town on her for that.
I know, she's
playing it up to the camera.
Like, I would do the exact same thing.
Oh, absolutely. But one of my favorite things, one of my best friends in college said to me, she went to Applebee's. Her boyfriend at the time wanted to go to Applebee's again. Why?
Keeper.
But it was like a Tuesday at like 5 p.m. Right. So I guess he walked back out to the car. They were getting to go. And he's like, it's like not busy at all in there. And she goes, it's Applebee's on a Tuesday. Like, that is just, it's like, five. That story is what I kept thinking about when I was watching this show. Like, yeah, it's Applebee's. But I will say, I would have died twice for that meal.
Yeah, are you kidding? That's insane.
Absolutely. Like, are you kidding me? And I looked at my family when we were watching. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What were we? Do you want to know what we got at our swap challenge? You know, not that we ever won anything. Yeah. So, you know,
what did you get? I don't know.
Nothing ever. But our reward at the swap was like coffee.
Mm-hmm. That's so bad.
Right? Like, coffee's coffee and it was like coffee, iced coffee, and like, I don't know. I didn't win it, but it was like desserts or something, or like maybe croissants. Yeah, it was croissants, because I remember when we got to the merge, we were picking out the little small pieces of the crumbs of the croissants in the coffee beans. No, it was so sad. It was a sad existence. But that was the reward we got. So I would have bathed myself in the queso that was on that sizzling shrimp thing. Like, just, it looked amazing, knowing how hungry you are at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Applebee's, thank you for your service.
I completely agree. I mean, look, my mouth waters when I think about Applebee's all the time. So it's like, why?
I've never been to an Applebee's.
You're not living, Alexa.
We didn't really have them. I know. I've led a sad, sad life. Mm-hmm. They weren't really big in Massachusetts. We had a lot of Fridays, and I feel like they're kind of the same.
It's the same thing.
Question mark.
Friday is like a bit. They try to be classier because they have like the Jack Daniel's sampler. So it's like, ooh, look at them. But at the end of the day, like, any place that's giving you a $2 fishbowl, you're fine.
So funny.
Yeah. That's, I forget so how funny. We got there. Oh, yeah. Anyways, this is going
We're
back.
Talking
like, about people just like look for reasons to trash Karishma, which annoys me.
Yeah.
Because
me too.
I like that she's controversial, but it's at the point where if she does anything, people hate her, and I'm not about.
And that was more of my point there. It's not like I'm not taking a shot at her for saying Applebee's her favorite.
Yeah,
sit-down.
But everyone was like,
everybody is going crazy over it. Yeah,
yeah. It's just, yeah. And that's the thing about people that watch the show is they don't think of, a lot of people don't think of the individuals on the show as people. They are just someone to watch and to make fun of and to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they would think this, and you suck. It's like, they're people. Okay. Like, we are real people, and we see your comments, and why do you care if her favorite restaurant is Applebee's?
Yeah.
Like, you need to self-reflect and figure out why you think it's okay to trash someone online about having a favorite restaurant that you don't agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was,
you know,
in law
like
school.
When you think about that, it's so sad. Like, just everybody step off, let the girl eat her Applebee's. And
I've eaten Applebee's way too many times in my life. So,
you know,
I eat Applebee's all the time, and there's no shame in that. I just think Applebee's is like what Dave Matthews Band, where it's like people just hate it to hate it. It's like they just can't help it. Yeah, Nickelback. Yes, yes. It's like, has anybody heard a song since Photograph? Okay. No, but we all jam to it. We all jam to Photograph.
Right. It comes on, and you tell me you're not going to sing
it. Oh, yeah. Every time I look, it makes me laugh. I mean, come on.
Oh, God.
Are we not quoting Nickelback?
No, but that's so true. Like, everyone is like, I didn't realize that people felt either way about Applebee's. I have never felt any. Oh, no, Lauren's dead.
I didn't know it was so polarizing.
I didn't think it is either.
Like, I've never thought twice about Applebee's and how I feel about it. So,
yeah.
People are just looking for shit to complain about.
Yeah. Alexa, what's your number 11? Yeah. Do you have one? Do you want to talk about Nickelback songs?
So my 11 and 12 are Dan at 11 and Elaine at 12, because I think if they go to tribal council, it's those two who are in trouble. I think Elaine, kind of like Karishma, just in the very opposite way. Her name's been thrown out there. Her she's gotten a bunch of votes, and they were going to get rid of her had she not gotten that advantage. So
for sure,
she doesn't know that, and so that's even worse for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dan, I think, would go home because I don't think he's friends with anybody.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think that's fair. My number 12 is Dean, and I've been wanting to do this the entire podcast because Lauren, you were making the rounds again on Survivor Reddit. So let's screen share here.
Oh, God,
Dean's chances of winning this season.
God, this is awful.
I love this so much, and I'm so happy we have you on tonight because this came up today.
Oh my God, that's so good.
But I've gotten so much crap for just putting Dean at the bottom the entire time. And I am having so much fun with Dean on this season. He's so ridiculous. I love it. Like, I kept saying he was getting the Bradley edit where he gets nothing and then he's going to go pre-merge. I now think he's making the merge and I think he's going far. But me reading Edgic to see Dean's chances of winning.
That is so funny. And that picture is just fabulous.
The picture's so good.
I mean, it really, she's got something. She's got like a stick that she's cleaning her teeth with. So she's like this. You know?
That floss. How did the photo get taken though? Everybody else is like smiling and she's like grimacing in pain.
I mean, what else is new, right?
I know.
But, oh my God. That moment was so funny. And I think it's great that that meme is just out there all the time because that was a hilarious moment that went watching it back and people being like, God, this is awful. Yeah. No, it was awful. Okay. It was.
I'm trying to figure out what was the context of this.
Oh my gosh. I remember. Okay. This was right before we voted out Rick on day 11. And this was when we all like had just gotten back from back from the challenge that we lost. We knew that we were going to have to cannibalize each other. And we went to mark the tree and I don't know who said it, probably.
I think it's David.
And he was like, or someone said our last day as a family. And David said, God, this is awful. So now,
somebody needs to meme this and say like, when you're watching Karishma say Applebee's is her favorite sit down restaurant and just God,
honestly,
this is
all
awful.
Those Reddit haters. Go ahead. Throw it out there.
I love it.
I have not been on Reddit in ever.
Well,
so
I brought Reddit for you.
Like this. Reddit
I honestly wasn't going to look. And then the conversation we had before the podcast, I was like, let me go look at Reddit. And I saw this as the top thing. So, and now we're back.
So good. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're on 12. We're on 12.
Yeah.
I'm not on 13. I did not go that far. I'm 12. Okay. I have Lauren at 12.
Is it because you don't want her to do better than you because of the name thing or what's the deal here?
It is not like that at all. I think
what's awesome. The deal here?
She has her hometown is Bakersfield too. I think she's,
I know.
Is that crazy?
Is it you? Like what's going on here?
We're just starting a revolution over here. I think Lauren's great. I think she's super fun to watch. The only reason I put her down there is because I don't think she's in a great spot only because of what, Elizabeth said. I think Elizabeth said it about her not shielding her at all. You know, Lauren doesn't do anything for her. Yeah. So let's say that they go to tribal again. I can see Tommy, you know, Aaron taking care of Tommy. Lauren and Dan are there kind of just to be fed and dogs. And I have Lauren above Dan. So that was really my only reasoning in that I think that she's in a bad position on her tribe right now. I don't necessarily think that. I don't think there's anything she could really do about it. Like, I don't think she's playing poorly. I think that it was I think it's unfortunate that they put that sentence in there when she said Elaine wasn't very smart because I don't think she actually thinks that, you know, I think that she, from what I've heard from her and when I've talked to her a little bit, she seems so nice. So I think that it's unfortunate that they put that little tidbit in there. And so going off of only that, had I not talked to her, had I not known her, I would think, well, that's very naive to think someone who went to the Island of Idols doesn't know how to play an idol.
Yeah.
You know, like just, it's interesting.
Yeah. They showed that they would include that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason I say it. It's like, it's not to bash her or say that she's weak, because I don't think she is. I think she's incredibly sweet. I just think it's interesting that they put that in there and it's got to mean something.
Yeah. I don't know. It's such a bad look because we've been told like Elaine is not as dumb as she thinks or as she's playing up. Not she's like, and so I think honestly, that might say more about how Elaine is playing this really well. Mm-hmm. And she's going to get Lauren at some point, maybe not this week, but post merge, because everybody just keeps underestimating. This is a season full of people who are underestimated. If you look at who's left, but like most of the people have been underestimated in some way. Janet, 100%. Lauren, Elaine. There's just so many people. Oh, Karishma, huge. Like Nora, so many people. So,
and let me say, At first I was a little like questioning this cast. I was like, not questioning, just like, is it going to be interesting? I love this cast. I think they're so fun. I think Elaine is great. I think I love Nora. I've already said that. I think Karishma is great. Mm-hmm. I think Jamal and Jack are great. I just think and maybe it's just because we are getting to see more of the character development of these players. I think it's so fun to watch a show where you see these people, you know, like you see the heart behind Jamal, you see the heart behind Jack, you get to see Missy's story and Elaine's story, and you get to see those moments with Karishma. So I love this cast. So I have nothing but positive.
I think it's great. I completely
agree.
And
if anyone is watching this and sees that I put them low, this is not to be mean at all, because I think they're all great. So,
all right. No saving face here. No saving face before you do your last two.
I know. I did it before I did my last two. Because
this is terrible. I expect when you say your number 14, I want like, this is the worst player in the history of Sir. That's what I want here. I've already said my last two. So I'm going to make it official here.
You did.
But I have Elaine at 13. I have Nora at 14. I think Nora goes home because I think Elaine's tribe wins. But I don't know, like Nora's got 9 lives and she's used like 8.5. So I think that she's in trouble here. I just think telling Jamal, I can't get over that she told Jamal in the episode. Jamal started off as a villain. That's how his character started.
Yeah.
He's such a villain. And then it just
not.
It kept getting better. And in the episode where he becomes the hero, who gives voice to this issue, it's all the episode that he is told that Nora wants to vote him out. And I just think it's too much. I think that tribe is too weak. And I think Nora is so expendable to them. I got Elaine at 13. I got Nora at 14. Sorry, Lauren.
I told you I'd die on the hill that Nora does not go home next week. And I will. I will. I will place my name right there and say Nora does not go home. You want to go, Alexa?
I have Nora at 13 because she's not going home. And Dean is 14.
Oh my God. Okay. So I've got Dan at 13 and Dean at 14.
What is going on here? Why is Dean at 14? Come on. Come on. Dean. Okay. Come on. Yeah. Dean.
Where did you put Dean?
I had him at, what did I have him? 12? Yeah. I had him at 12. Okay. Not much higher than that.
Okay. So I'll talk about Dan first. I'm going to touch on my edgic knowledge here that is just so vast. There has not been one good thing said about Dan. Mm-hmm. At all that I can think of, like not one positive thing that anyone has said about working with Dan, about Dan at camp, about Dan in challenges, like nothing. So I just think that without anything to go on as him as a person, without any type of relationship we've seen evolve in the last few episodes, that if they go to tribal council and you have Aaron looking after Tommy, you have Lauren somehow wiggling her way into that girls' alliance, Dan is the one that goes home. So I have him right under Lauren for that reason. And then I have good old Dean, who I kind of feel bad for him because
I do too.
Like what is happening? You know, like what's he doing wrong that is putting him in these situations? Was he in a showman? Like I get it. He's so cute, but why are these people automatically assuming he's in a showmance? Mm-hmm. What is his relationship with Kelly? Like, I think that if they go to tribal, although I said that loose shot could come after Jack, I think that it could be not a loose shot. And I think it could be taken at Dean.
Yeah, I agree with you, because if Dean was playing even just 5 seasons ago, Dean makes the merge every time he plays. And now we're just in this era where all the stronger, bigger, better players, and I'm not saying that Dean's a better player because I don't actually know, but all these people get voted out early, and Dean has just been a target the entire time. And to me, Dean is just that guy who, like, it's almost like every time he's messing up, and every episode it's like, what is silly Dean just going to do this time? Like, what's going to happen? Give me the wah, wah, wah. I'm ready for
it. He's, like, so cute, and... I don't know. I mean, I might be wrong, but Kelly was like, oh, you know, Dean's so likable, right? Mm-hmm. You want to work with him. And then he said something along the lines of like, there's not going to be any cuddling. Like, we're not going to be in a showman. And then later on, Kelly say something about like not trusting him.
I don't want to work with him because I don't want to be his Chelsea. That's what she said.
Yes, yeah. Something like that.
So, yeah.
And I'm like, wait, so what did he do wrong? Mm-hmm. Like, he just told you there's not going to be anything, and then you don't want to work with him? Like, I don't know. It's like nothing good is happening for him, and I feel so bad because I like him. I think he's funny. I think he's sweet. I think he's cute. I think, I don't know. I think it's an interesting dynamic over there, but I put him at 14, and I think he's going to be the one that goes home.
Alexa, why do you have him at 14?
Really similar reasons. Like, bad things keep happening to him, and they're not really his fault. But like the showman's thing, so I was talking to someone about this. I don't think he thought they were in a showman's, but he and Chelsea have very different views on like where they were. Chelsea is like, we were quite literally just aligned. Yeah. He was like very, very scorned by her going home. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it would have been the same had the roles been reversed.
Yeah.
If he went home and she survived. But I don't know. I think, like you said, Lauren, there's something super endearing about him. Like, he's kind of stumbling his way through here, and I want him to go home.
I'm like, I think you're likable.
Yeah.
You know, but like, there's nothing, oh my gosh, yes, that was great about his episode. Yeah. You know, it's always kind of like, oh, okay. Well, but then there's nothing that's bad as it could
awful.
Have.
It's just, it seems like whatever he does, there's always a confessional of you're bad. Something's bad. No matter what happens.
But I think what's going to happen is the gals are going to stick together because Kelly made a comment like, me and Dean are close, but I'm not going to, like, I'm going to keep him at a bit of an arm's length.
Right.
And I think Karishma is in survival mode and she's probably happy to like throw Dean under the bus to keep herself safe. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be this Jamal and Nora drama. There's going to be, I mean, so there's two idols on the beach and seven people. So there's
nothing weird can stuff come going.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Does Jamal have a timeline that he has to play?
No, his is good forever.
He has
That's what I thought. I thought there's so many idols out now. It's a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's, I just don't think that's going to go well for him. And I think that I found his conversation with Jamal kind of interesting as well. And it felt like he was like, hey, I have this information. Take it. You know, like, I'm on your side. So I didn't know if Jamal was as receptive to it as maybe I thought he was going to be, or maybe Jamal was just upset by the fact that they were trying to get him out. I don't know. But sweet Dean, I think that he might be in trouble.
Sweet Dean. Mm-hmm. I love that. Dean. Little It's Always Sunny reference here. Sweet Dean. I love it.
I feel sad putting him at 14, which is why I prefaced all this with everyone.
He'll be okay.
There was like these viral video, like it was like this joke thing that was made of this soccer goalie. It was fake, but it was made where like no matter where he went in the goal, he just got drilled in the face with the soccer ball.
Oh my god!
And then it's Dean. Like it's Dean. Like it's like no matter what he does, he's just getting. And like then there's a volleyball one where he keeps getting hit in the face with spike after spike, and it's to the point where like his teammates are picking him up so that he gets hit in the face with the ball. And I feel like that's just Dean. Where like no matter what Dean does, he's getting hit in the face with the ball, and like somehow he's still in the game. But it's eventually going to run out. And I just don't know when.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that it's, again, I don't know anything. But if I was going to say, I wouldn't think it's a super, I don't think he goes super far. I do think that if they go to tribal, that he's in trouble. Only because I could see maybe, you know, if it's not Jack, then the girls are like, well, let's get out an athletic guy before we get to the merch, because what if he starts winning challenges? Mm-hmm. You know, like I just see him being in trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the last question before we take it home, since we covered this, who's winning the season, Lauren?
My God, that's such a difficult question.
And then, you can go to bed. Like, you just have to answer this question.
I know. You're off the hook. I'm like, it is 17 minutes past my bedtime. Over here.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet it's so late.
3 hours past Alexa's bedtime.
I know, right?
No, I have an early morning.
Okay. Let's look. With all my vast edgic knowledge, I'm getting emails over here. if I was just going to make a guess, I think it could be, let's think.
For anybody listening at home, Lauren is
considering.
For anybody not watching.
I don't know because it's so hard for me after watching my season. You know, like beforehand I could be like, oh, that person's going to win. But now I like, there's
your
so
season was
much.
Also like a very,
I know, I'm scarred from it.
Different.
But, okay,
but not really.
Making a guess, I'm going to go with, I think Elizabeth wins.
Wow.
Hell yes.
That's a hot Elizabeth. Take.
Yeah. Hot take. I think Elizabeth wins.
Freaking love Elizabeth.
Yeah. I like her too. I like her too.
I was so mean to her early on. Yeah, I love her.
I know. I think I was a little bit iffy on her in the first episode, but I like her a lot. I think she handled the Elaine situation well. I think that she has a relationship with Missy. I think, and I think that, I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat and someone just said, if we're going solely off edge, could Jeff be the winner? And
it's, I think, so funny.
So funny. Yes.
Spicy take from
Jeff
Lauren.
Is the winner. No, yeah. So my guess is Elizabeth, but
okay. What
do I know? They might come back from Edge and then everything.
Oh, then who really knows?
Then Boss and Rob.
Then they
wins.
Can really scar you. When that happens again, are you just going to like have like the panic
attack?
Oh,
gosh. You know what?
So hard?
Honestly, if I was going to make a super hot take, my guess is Boss and Rob is probably going to win the season. Mm-hmm.
He's going to freak
Only
out.
Because I feel like he's been giving all this great advice to
it's
these
It's not even Sandra
players.
Who's doing it. It's all
No, Rob. It really is Boss and Rob. And he made that really great shelter that'll probably be good at the merge. So, you know.
What is it? An OTTP, over the top positive five?
Over the top positive, whatever that magic is. I don't even know. No, I think Elizabeth is probably going to. I think she goes far. So if I'm taking a winner pick right now, I pick Elizabeth. What are you guys? Who are you guys' winner pick?
I think, I don't know, like five. I think, well, I had Jason. I know I had Jason high up, but I have Jamal winning.
You have Jamal? Okay, I can see that.
Of course, I'm going to say Tommy. Like, I'm not going to not say Tommy until I think it's either Tommy or Callie, but I'm going to go with Tommy because
I know everybody likes Tommy, but why? Like, not that I don't like Tommy. But why? Really? Truly? Why do people
feel
like he can be the winner? I don't know.
Shook.
Alexa, do I remove her from the stream or do I keep her in the stream?
No, keep her on.
Wait. Question. Is Tommy like your Victoria from last season?
Kind of. Well, not
it's
really.
A hair color thing.
Yeah, it's just a hair color thing. That's all it takes.
Is it like solidarity or something?
I think it is. It's just, it really like hits home. Like it really does. And it's the fact that my mom will text me and be like, God, he took your spot. And I'm like, all right, mom, chill with that. Like he's like 6'3". Chill. Like I'm a solid 5'9"
Aren't you, like,
if 6'2"? I wear heels. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my bad.
You round up.
Yeah, I know. Like, never be in the same room as Lauren if you're a guy, because she's just. But anyway, Tommy, on the other hand, he'd probably be looking down at you. So that's why he gets to play. But no, of course, I just love Tommy. And Missy was my preseason winner pick.
I think Missy is great. I just think she's a little too.
It's too negative.
It's a little too much to be the winner.
I just. Yeah. There's no. I don't stand anybody that hard this season, but
standing.
I'm going to go.
Love
I'll
standing.
Go with Tommy for now. I'll go
Tommy
with Tommy
for
now, but it could
change.
You know, I don't
Mine
feel for
change
him
after
the way
they read the final votes. I'll tell you who I think.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Then you can tell us. I like that.
But really, wait, why do you like Tommy? You didn't answer my question.
I think his edit's been great. Like,
you
honestly,
think great,
I think that's really
I mean,
been
there's
it.
Nothing really negative about it. I just didn't think there was anything insanely
like
positive.
Strategic teacher thing going on.
Yeah, and he's made relationships with so many different kinds of people. We've seen him making relationships with Janet, with Aaron. We saw him go to Jamal after the whole blind side of Molly. We saw him go to Jack and Jacka. It was all his. Like, Lauren didn't get any credit. Kelly didn't get much credit.
Right.
All Tommy. So, I mean, he's in a bad spot right now, but sometimes you just got to survive one vote. And then I think he's just
for
set.
Sure. I respect set. That choice. I almost said Nora, just say it.
I would have removed you from the stream then.
I love her. I think she's so.
Well, she's going to win fan favorite. She gets the Sia money. She's getting the Sia money.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's so funny.
We could only be too lucky.
Did you guys see? Randy posted something about I am now giving the Randy money to whoever is caught on tape killing the chickens.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I was like, does it have to only be caught on tape, or can I get fellow contestants to attest to the fact that I killed them? Like, I'm taking this $30. With what I can get.
$30.
Oh my god.
You can get a steak at Applebee's.
Somebody go get me a chicken. I'm ready. $30.
Oh my god. Yeah. I was like, Randy, I'm here. I killed that thing. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. The Randy money.
I would, Randy. I love
it. It was so funny. It was great. But yeah, no, I love it. So I'm going Elizabeth. Wait, Alexa, who did you pick?
Jamal.
Oh yeah, yeah. You said that. Okay. I think those are solid choices.
Make some good picks. Also Nora, but you know.
Yeah. Nora's winning our hearts.
Nora's the winner in my heart.
Elaine has won over my heart as well, if anyone's wondering. So.
I don't really know what a stan is, but I think I'm a Nora stan.
I still don't know what a stan is.
It's whatever I did to Victoria last year. I think that's what a stan is.
I
don't really know what a stan is either, but I think whatever I did on this podcast for all of your season
was a stan.
That is what I have heard from people, because I really didn't watch a ton until towards the end. I really didn't listen to a ton of podcasts at the beginning of the season, right? Until the end. Yeah. Because a lot of it was, I don't know, it was just interesting to listen to. But then I was like, every time I would listen, oh, Victoria's going to win. I was like, thanks, Phil.
You chose the wrong podcast. I mocked you preseason, and all Phil talked about was Victoria. People to follow.
Trust me, the first time I met Lauren,
I wasn't
going to
say
maybe...
it, but that might
I'll say it.
Why I stopped listening, okay?
And then came back, and it's all Victoria.
My favorite thing was the first time I ever met Lauren. I'm like near her and Kelly, and Kelly's like, oh, yeah, you should do their podcast. Maybe Alexa should be sick that day, huh?
I don't remember what you said. What did you say?
I re-listened to it because Phil, me being on East Coast, Phil will text me on a night out and it's like 1 a.m. my time and I'm trying to fall asleep. And instead I just had like a moment of anxiety and re-listened to every single podcast trying to realize what bad thing I said about
you. I think it was very, very early on, and I don't even think it was that bad, but it could have been, I don't know.
It
was sort of making fun of me, which teach their own, you know.
And to be fair, after we had that talk on that night, I said to you, well, you know, I think you could win. If it's not Victoria, it's you. And like, you didn't set me up for what was about to happen the next night. Like, thanks. I'm like over here.
That was right. And I remember that night because that was going into finale. So it's the pre-finale party and everyone's kind of there and they're fans, they're past survivors. And people were coming up to me. And at this point, I'm still in the running. And a lot of people, I think, that were watching the show. I had just had that really good episode where we voted out Aurora, right? Mm-hmm. Which is probably like my best Eduke episode or whatever. And I'm thinking like, oh man, this is going to be an ugly finale. Right? Like, I know what's happening, but nobody else does. So they're coming up to me like, oh my God, like, I think you win. Like, I think you're going to do great, you know? And I think I'm sure they were saying the same thing to Victoria or whatever. But I was like, oh gosh, I hope I win too. Like, thanks.
I got it in the bag.
This is really acting it up. So I just think it's so funny, like listening to people get to that far and be like, oh yeah, like, you know, I hope you're going to win. And then Phil comes up to me. He's like, I mean, if Victoria doesn't win, you're going to win. Mm-hmm. I was like,
you're my number two.
Meanwhile,
Chris Underwood's taking pictures of us, you know, like who's that? Who's that guy? And it's it's either you or Victoria. It can't be him.
Meanwhile, me and Kelly are making Chris Underwood take all our pictures all night.
I love that.
Just to bask in one more night before he before he took all the glory. But that was so funny. And Phil even goes, can someone take our picture? And Kelly and I are like, oh yeah, you were on our season, right? Yeah, okay. I gave him the phone and made him take the picture.
And then he
such a good sport about it.
He was a good sport, but then that was the one, because I'd met him earlier that day, he was like, no, I need to come over and I'm in this picture too. And then there ended up being a picture with him in it where a fan did take it. But I felt cool because I was like, oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Like, we don't have time stay over there.
Yeah.
Take our
phone. I remember thinking, you're gonna like that picture tomorrow, but not right now.
Yeah.
So you just wait. That was so funny. Oh, Chris was such a good sport about it. He was love great.
He's got a million dollars. He's got $1 million to be a good sport about.
He's fine. I know. Kelly and I are like, take our pictures all night, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Alexa, do you want to go to bed?
Yeah.
It's 12:30 over there.
I have an early morning, but
All right. Well,
anything else? Yeah. Anything else we missed?
Any last take you on here, Lauren?
No, I'm excited to see what happens next episode, and I need you to come up with something for me to give you if Nora goes home, because again, like I said, I'm going to die on that hill.
I like how somebody said a case of beer, because that's what me and Carl bet on the Yankees versus the Astros. And I'm like, Lauren's too classy for that. You know, like me and Carl can make that bet, but you know,
I don't drink, but I don't drink beer. That's for sure.
Yeah,
so, that's their correction.
You're gonna have to come up with
you don't drink. Okay.
So for those of you who are tuning into this,
my mom watches this.
Hi, mom. For those of you who are tuning into this podcast, if you have a suggestion for what this bet should be on whether or not Nora will go home between Lauren and Phil, make sure to tweet at us at Applebee's, Applebee's, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Give us all your ideas.
You know what? That's perfect. I'm going to get you an Applebee's gift card.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think whoever loses, we do like a $20 Applebee's gift card. If Nora goes home this week. Yeah.
If Nora goes home this week, I will get you a $20 Applebee's gift card. And I would just like for all the math magicians out there to do the math. And I have a 13 and 14 chance of winning. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Phil has a 1 in 14. And I love my odds.
Yeah. Well, I give you 20 or do I give you an Applebee's gift card if Nora doesn't get voted out? Or is it like if Nora wins? Yeah, this is a bad bet. This is a bad. I should get like $100.
Going to Apple, you guys need to take a picture with whoever you go with. Like this has to be documented and an actual thing.
Yeah.
It will be. But that's all I have to say.
Instagram story at Applebee's. I am so pumped about this. What's the Cincinnati Applebee's?
No, every time we go somewhere, I posted something, I'll be like, I'm gonna take a picture of the food. And he waits for me to get my phone out. And then he takes the spoon and he goes, smash. And he smashes whatever I'm taking a picture of. If anyone goes to my Instagram, it might not be up still, but we went to this dinner last night and we had this like little cake. I was so excited. I was, you know, gonna be all Instagrammy and take a picture. And he like gets it, takes the spoon, and he goes, smash. Smashes it. So.
I can't wait for him to do that to a spicy fajita bowl that you can get.
Spicy fajita bowl, and what is it? The shark something?
The blue shark bowl thing? I don't even know.
I don't even know. But yeah, okay. So $20 Applebee's gift card if Nora goes home on.
Beautiful.
I love it.
$20 to home, and it's so worth it. You're kind of losing in this situation, right?
I am.
I mean, it's kind of like a win-win. Like, I love Applebee's, so I'd get to eat it. But like, Lauren, here's your $20 Applebee's gift card. Don't spend it all one time, you know?
This is exactly why.
I will take free food at any point in time.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm pumped. Totally. Nora's going, somebody get me spoilers. Where's somebody?
I know. Somebody tweet me. DM me, Instagram, message me if you know anything, because I got to get my Applebee's gift card ready.
I know.
Oh my God, I can't.
For those of you who are annoyed and upset as to why Survivor does sponsored content, this is exactly why. Applebee's about to get $20 from us.
You're welcome. By the way, this is sponsored by Applebee's, so really Applebee's is giving us
money. Please contact us and pay us.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone.
Hi, Applebee's. Well,
this has been great. Lauren, we absolutely loved having you on. Thank you so much.
Love coming on. Thank y'all for having me.
Good.
Oh, Alexa, are you hitting end broadcast?